It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Florida man is seeking 1 million copies of Titanic on VHS.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
It's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Oh, Kevin. Well, he tells us to do that, so
hi. Haven Real Estate.
Well, I have to ask a question. How long does it take before you get annoyed or upset that your food is not to your table?
You're at a restaurant. That's a good question, yeah.
You order.
Mm-hmm.
How long?
I will ask this question of the people participating in the answer. Do you think it would matter based on how many people are at the table?
Yes.
Like if it's you and your wife versus, you know, maybe there are six or seven and you're more likely to get lost in the conversation if there's a group.
Right.
Maybe the time gets away from you a little bit and then you realize,
yeah.
Okay, so with that in mind, let's just say it's you and your significant other that are there as opposed to a big group. Yeah. Also harder to get a big groups all together.
Yeah. That's true.
How long, Monty?
Okay, so probably a half an hour is the
half an hour
where I would get annoyed. However, I'm going to caveat this. However, with if you ever go to like a true Mexican restaurant, they're usually the food is usually out within 30 seconds.
It's real fast, yeah.
And that's spoiling it for me.
Sure, so, yeah. So with
it's
that,
not 30 seconds, obviously.
No, but it's quick.
It is always quick.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So it's like, okay, this should be ready.
So
to
maybe
go.
In less time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Warren, how long would it take before you start getting annoyed?
I was going to say 1.5 hour.
Half an hour. Brewster?
Depends on how busy the place is. If there's
that's a
big
good point.
Crowd, it sometimes can take a little while.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
you kind of go in there knowing, we'll have to be patient.
Yeah, so half hour's pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like that's a legitimate, that's a good number.
You guys are all right on the money, according to a recent poll, that, you know, our patience kind of wears thin. At 29 minutes.
They're just like 29 is great.
We set a timer.
Where's our food?
We set a timer.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one that I have. I would struggle with this. How long before you would get annoyed if they hadn't taken your order?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Now, maybe they've come to the table, given you your water, all that. They've checked in with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually, and sometimes it's your own fault, right, where you're not ready. And then they go away. How long would you before you're annoyed?
What do you say, Monty?
I'm going to cut that another previous number in half. 15 minutes.
15.
Tops.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say also. 15.
Yeah. Bruce?
12 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what, Bruce? Get him, Bruce.
Do I hear a 10? Do I have a 10 coming from Steve?
I would say 10 is a good number. What do you think, Steve-O?
17.5.
Very patient. He's very patient.
We just stopped the game because Bruce has won the guesstimator.
Gosh dang it, Bruce.
It is 12 minutes.
Look at him go.
Wow.
That is where I get more impatient.
For sure, yeah.
Like where you start looking around where you're like, well, geez. Because then what you start worrying about is,
did they forget about me?
All right, well, it took a while to even take my... How long is it going to take to get a food?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Like you're just, geez. And it does always depend who you're with, what's going on. If you have kids with you.
Yeah.
Oh, they want it. They come faster because they want them out.
They turn that baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, let's turn that table quickly.
That's what you hope. Anyways.
Right. Yeah. I used to have to do that all the time. I'd be like to certain people at the table, and I don't want to mention my wife or daughter's name, but I would say, do you guys want to close the menu so they'll come back?
Yeah. There you go.
Because, you know, they would just sit there and they would, it doesn't matter whether it's four items or it's 400 items. They're still trying to decide what they want to eat.
Right.
And I'm like, just close it. When they come back, reopen it and put your finger down on anything. Because I know you will change your mind. You're like, I'm getting number three. And then as soon as the waitress comes, can I get your order, ma'am? We'll start with you. I'll take the number five. What happened to three?
Yeah.
You changed your mind after you looked at it. So just don't even look at it until she says, what do you want? I need to know right now. Mm-hmm. Whip it open. Number five. There you go. Saved all of his time.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You're the one.
Also, at the grocery store, this poll says that over half of us will switch to a different line if we see more than three people
ahead
of us.
Heck yeah. Let's go.
That's does that number change if it's like, say, Costco?
Well, I mean, you still search it out.
I mean, I guess you look for a shorter line,
for
right?
For sure, yeah.
But at Costco, you're probably not finding one less than three people.
And to Costco's credit, they're pretty fast.
They are fast. Yeah, that's true, Brewster. Yeah. Are you the person who, if you're like, there's two of you coming to the line at the same time, you pretend you didn't see him and go into the line, or do you let him go ahead of you?
I assess.
You assess the
how much stuff the volatility they have versus how much stuff I have.
Yeah. That's actually decent, though, Monty. I feel like that's kind of fair.
Yes.
Unless you both have at least like 30 items. Then
if you're chasing each other down with carts that are full, then, you know,
then whatever. Yeah. Then, yeah.
And our final one would be sitting behind somebody at a stop sign or a red light.
How long do you wait for you
How
honk?
How long do you wait before you honk? Warren is shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
Well, I don't wait for them to put their phone down. I will let them.
You let them know right, that,
them know that that's,
you're right away, right? I mean, if you're honking, I feel like if you're a honker who's going to do that, you're doing it right away most of the time.
And I generally don't honk, but gosh, I mean,
drives
the other
you
day,
crazy.
Yeah, like, you know, coming onto 395 off Monroe Road, I'm sitting there, and I seriously could have went three times, and this person just
this
waited.
This isn't even a stoplight. This is a stop sign.
Yeah, stop sign. Yeah,
no.
You just go.
Oh, that's worse, actually.
I could have, I mean, yeah, seriously,
I see what you're saying.
Went.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The stop sign is worse because it's
then it's
open
subjective.
For interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you got
subjective.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yes, Brewster.
So I took some newspaper to the recycle place the other day.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, they've got different places.
Was this in your time traveling machine because you went back 20 years? Sorry. Back to your story.
The newspapers were from 20 years ago.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
So they've got the cardboard and different different sections.
Recyclables. Yep.
Right. So I come driving in and there's somebody parked a big pickup where I wanted to be.
Sure.
But on the other side of him was room for another car.
Okay.
So, but there's a guy in front of me and he was sitting there waiting. And I, well,
go around him.
So I finally went around him and pulled in beside the pickup.
Yeah.
Well, the pickup leaves and this screwball finally comes up and pulls in beside me.
Oh, for crumb's sake.
What a screwball.
Did he say anything to you?
No. Didn't say nothing.
He said, hey, I'm a screwball.
Have you ever done the one at the gas station where there's a long line at Costco in particular?
Yeah.
And you said, there's the pump in front is open and if you just would go through and then you could either back up or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if you're not, are you going to go? And then you kind of feel like you're a screwball if you're like three or four back, and then you go.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's a rough one, too.
Oh, it's a frustration.
If everyone was just as perfect as we were, guys.
I know. Oh, that's the true story right there.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's your favorite bill, Bruce?
Oh, gosh. I kind of like hundreds.
kind of digging those.
Warren?
Oh, yeah. I'd like hundreds, thousands, 50s. What?
Kevin James.
Warren and Bruce just wanted to go by the denomination. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a 10.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Alrighty then, it is final story time, and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, Kevin.
Oh, Brewster, when was the last time you wore some cologne?
Cologne?
Yeah.
I dabbed a little on this morning, as a matter of fact.
Look at him go. Yeah. Oh.
Just for you boys.
Stetson or what?
What the hell did I get?
Was it out of the green car from Avon?
Good question, Kevin.
No. What the... spray.
Old Spice?
It's a spray.
It's an Old Spice thing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Where do you spray it?
On my hand, and then I rub it on my pulse
points. Yeah, more like an aftershave kind of situation. Sure, I got you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. Oh, okay. Right, okay. I understand. Yeah, I got you.
Get a little closer and take a sniff.
Yeah. Oh, give a little. Get a little.
Oh, oh, God.
Dude, that was too close.
Subtle manliness.
That was way too close.
He was subtle like, manliness.
That was snuggled in there, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was in like tug licking.
Whoa.
I didn't touch you at all, though, did I, Bruce?
But it was the rage.
So, want to try again?
Yeah, wait a minute. If you're going to try it again, I want to see take a picture so you can see how close it is. Go ahead, Kevin. Give it a sniff.
There it is.
It does smell good, Bruce.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Very well done.
Yeah.
Warren, last time you wore cologne, you can't smell, so I'm not sure that it matters.
Right, because I forget. So it's probably been a year.
A year,
okay. I suppose.
All right.
Monty.
What?
Are you a cologne wearer?
Oh, no.
He doesn't even wear underwear. Why is he wearing cologne?
Whoa. Negative. I mean, I used to many years ago, but
sure.
No. It's just, I don't like this.
Can I ask if you even wear deodorant?
I do.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Like, it's cold out, and you don't plan on doing any physical labor.
Yeah, you're not going to sweat. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I know I'm going to sweat, then yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. Bruce, are you a cologne wearer?
Deodorant?
Every day.
Or deodorant every day, just out of habit.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Warren?
Yes.
Just out of habit, same mm-hmm. thing. Do you sweat every day, fellas?
Boy, the last few days I sure have.
Well, there was a ride.
He was very mad about it, too. He's like, I'm telling you guys, I'm supposed to be retired. Who signed me up for this garbage?
Yeah. There was a ride on a trailer that made Bruce sweat.
Yeah, Bruce was sweating, different kind of sweat. Panic
Jay,
sweat.
Are you a cologne
no.
user?
No, mm-mm.
Not at all.
Back
okay.
in the day, maybe, but no. Yeah. You know, I got deodorant. A couple of bottles.
I bet.
I don't even use deodorant anymore.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
man,
if I'm going to.
Stuff does not stink.
If I'm going to sweat, it's probably because I'm doing something that I'm trying to sweat.
Oh. You know, oh.
Yeah. I don't do much labor, fellas. I don't know if you know that. Yard work doesn't matter. Sweat all I want. I'm outside.
No.
Otherwise, work out, sweat. Going to shower afterwards anyway.
I was going to say, could you walk in and your wife goes, Jay?
Yeah, now. Ooh. No. It's usually Jay.
Oh, I don't know. That manly.
It's usually that. No, it's usually Jay.
She likes. You know?
Yeah.
Or is it more like Jay?
Now, if I was, like, when I took my son to Arizona, it would be a lot different. Mm. Because every day.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
There's no way. I mean, even if you just walked to your car to turn the air conditioner on or whatever, it's just no way. So, yeah, I would do it all the time. But, you know.
Need deodorant, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, with the cologne here, producer Steve, do you use any cologne? You are in kind of the sweet spot where you might want to have some. You could be in the dating world. I remember I've always liked cologne, and I've always worn cologne for years and years and years. I don't wear it very much anymore, but I've always been I don't know. I remember watching a video where you were supposed to.
Do you spray it and walk through it?
Spray it on your, yeah, then walk through it and make sure that you get it on like the back of your shoulder. Like you want it to settle on your shoulders.
The back of your shoulders?
Yeah. Like obviously it gets on the front.
So you're spraying it and then you like spin around.
But then
and
make sure like when you walk through it's falling onto your shoulders. Because that's what catches someone's attention when you walk by.
Oh, wow, I see. Yeah. Oh, geez.
But this new study is even better. Steve, cologne, yes or no?
The last time I wore cologne was on the Coyote Country Cruise when you told me that I smelled.
Oh, wow.
And Jacob then sprayed me with cologne.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Steve, so you wear deodorant, I'm assuming.
Yes, every day.
Thank you.
Right, okay.
Oof. Small room.
Maybe it doesn't work always.
Oh, man. Buddy, what are we doing?
Well, I care. But cologne, you don't have any on your own. Jacob had some and sprayed it on you.
Correct.
You have no cologne at home?
No.
Do you want to borrow Bruce's Old Spice?
Yeah. How about some Stetson? Yeah, I mean.
Steve, yeah, we got to get you a thing of cologne. They say the best place to put it, and it will last the longest, is to spray the cologne in your belly button.
Oh, wow.
Ugh.
But seriously, can't it be overpowering, though? You don't want that, right?
No, you don't want that.
You'd rather smell than be overpowering, right?
No, that is wrong.
No.
That is wrong.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, yeah.
That is wrong. Okay. The smell of body odor is not okay ever.
Ever?
I think that's correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a social setting.
In a social setting. Let's go ahead and go with ever.
Right. Yeah, yes.
All right.
Good to know. You'd rather, even though maybe you had too much cologne on, I think you'd rather have that. At least you tried.
Right. Yeah. And hopefully it'll dissipate, whereas most likely body odor does not dissipate.
They say that are good to spray behind your knees.
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Inside your elbows.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
What?
Through your hair.
No. But Bruce, ever try that one?
Probably that.
But Bruce, I got to tell you, try refraining from rubbing the spray in.
Oh, just let it.
Let the spray dry by itself on the skin.
Really?
Yeah. Don't be so impatient, Bruce.
Okay.
They say you can wear out some of the fragrance if you rub it.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
There you go. Cologne talk on the Jay and Kevin show.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She used to cut my hair years and years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And she started combing it this way, and I've never changed it.
Kevin James.
Really? What was it before that?
A mess.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What?
Quieter.
Beat the
quieter.
Show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Yeah, the term is background singer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not the lead vocalist.
It was so
that.
Loud. It was actually piercing my ears.
Beat the warrant. Time to beat the warrant.
Yeah, that's what Monty would like
warrant.
To do.
It's time
that's
to beat the warrant.
It's a different show.
Slug him in the throat. Slug him in the throat.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
That's what Monty always says he's going to do.
The throat punch you.
Yeah.
It's a quick one.
Just certainly escalated.
Just a quick one.
Just a quick one.
Hello, Ryan.
How's it going this morning?
I mean, it seems okay. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll be fine in this room, I think. How about yourself?
Doing well. Just heading to school.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can get you a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Fellas, adios.
Out of here.
Adios.
I'm out of here,
adios, amigo.
Ryan, are you attending school yourself today?
No, taking one to school. My wife's heading one way with one, and I'm heading one way with the other.
All right, beautiful. That's
divide and conquer.
One of them doesn't have school, so we're kind of just everyone's going out a bunch of different ways.
That's
second grade.
What was that one? Somebody's going to second grade.
Yeah.
Yep. Second grade.
No, I got a fourth grader next to me.
So. I see. I got you. All right. All right, well, let's see how we do here. You can get help from your fourth grader if you need to. Are you smarter than a fourth grader? All about authors today. Pass if you get stuck. Ryan, what is your fourth grader's name, Ryan?
Carter.
Hi, Carter.
Hello.
All right, let's play. Let's see how we do. Pass if you get stuck.
Alrighty, Hans Christian Andersen is known for fairy tales like the one focused on an aquatic creature with an upper body of a human and the tail of a fish. Name it.
Little Mermaid.
Thomas Jefferson is said to be the main author of the Declaration of Independence. What piece of U.S. currency is his picture on? Oh, boy. I had trouble saying that.
What dollar bill is Thomas Jefferson on?
Oh, I think he's on the 100, I think.
Okay.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
Francis Scott Key wrote the U.S. National Anthem, which is also called what?
Star Spangled Banner.
What was Mark Twain's real name? Author Stephen King is known for being a fan of the Red Sox. What state is that team located in?
Good Lord.
Chicago. No, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Who wrote A Tale of Two Cities?
Pass.
What did we not
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain's real name?
Oh.
For some coffee. And old Sam.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So, you want to tell the story of how we got engaged? Do you remember?
Oh, boy.
No pressure. Yeah. Do you want to tell the story? Do you remember the story?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
How would that go at your house?
I'd be okay.
You'd be all right. Bruce, would you remember?
What?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, stat of the day. What do you say, Kev?
I'm sorry, I'm tangled up over here, fellas. Stat of the day is 110.
Okay.
110. That is the number of Louis L'Amour books that Bruce owns.
Oh, wow.
You need to trade those out.
Man.
What do you mean trade them out?
How many times you read them? Once?
Once.
Then trade them out. Get something you haven't read yet.
Well, I just want to look at them. The covers.
Do you have
it's kind of cool having the covers.
Do you have them all in the same spot? Like same sort of location in a bookshelf all together?
Yeah.
Okay. Alphabetized?
No, I think they were mailed.
Oh, okay.
In that
by release date, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Chronological.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
For those wondering, I was talking about, in case someone wanted to know for sure, I was talking about alphabetizing the name of the book, not the art, or not the author.
It would be all else.
Because they'd all be the same.
Yeah, they would all
guys.
Be Louis
LeBlanc. Yeah, they'd all be the same. They'd all be the same. Just
are they all the same, same size?
That's
no,
a good question.
Most of them are.
No, I meant edges. Like square.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah
like they all nice. Look uniform when you put them
in. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That is good. Yeah.
I do like that. Mm-hmm. What, explain to me, Bruce, the passion and connection to Louis L'Amour books. What is he? What did he write about? What was his deal?
He was a mostly Western writer, although he did some sea story stuff because he had been on a ship.
Oh, sea. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. I see. I understand what you're saying. I thought that was an abbreviation for something. You mean they're like, water.
Water.
That kind of sea.
Yeah, that kind of
ocean,
sea.
Ocean, salt water. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
I see.
Yeah, I see.
Most of them are old Western stuff.
Okay.
I see.
There's no way you don't have all of them.
Probably not. But
they say he wrote over 100 novels and then over 400 short stories.
Oh.
And I'm assuming what you have are the novels.
Yes.
How many? Over 100?
Just over 100. So, Bruce, you might have all of them.
Feels like
110.
All paperback?
No, they're hardbacks.
Whoa. Then you want to keep those. Then.
No wonder.
My bad.
Yeah, my dad would do the paperback ones. Yeah, and he'd trade them out. They'd have a little swap meet, basically. But, yeah, the hardback, holy smokes.
Yeah.
And, Bruce, have you owned those forever, or did other people own them?
They belonged to my brother-in-law's dad.
Brother-in-law's dad.
Yes.
Anytime I see an old book like that, I expect to open it and smell cigarettes. Is that fair?
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know that he smoked.
I don't know.
The smell of leather and smokes.
He does have his name and address on little stickers on most of them.
Oh, yeah, like inside the cover or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me my book back. I don't blame him. Probably people take him and read him. Those are, and are they super similar?
Oh, yeah.
They're all have the same
You
sort
can only
of.
Read about three or four, and then you got to wait a month or two.
Yeah, you're like, I think I read this story. Did I read this one?
Yeah, because I suppose the topic, there's not a lot to work with there. They're all the same concept of Western.
Right.
So it's kind of like a Harlequin, but in a Western.
Same difference.
Same difference.
I'm going to guess, let me try if I can figure this out. Cowboy, hardship, family, farming. And then at the end, happiness.
Yeah, the guy gets the girl in the end, usually.
Yeah.
Hey, so my wife
kind of like
watches
a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. You're saying, Warren, maybe you should pick up the reading of these books. Yeah. Warren, I did think about you today when I was driving in here.
Really?
Yes, because it's November, and I was listening to something, and someone's talking about, it's November, you can play Christmas music. And I thought, I think we kind of have agreed that that's a little bit early.
Yes,
I agree. But the Hallmark movies, I think are ready to fire off.
They're rocking. You better believe it.
I'm going to probably have to get that subscription again.
Yeah, you are.
Lori's been recording all those Christmas shows.
Have they started?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been putting them in a folder for her on our TV.
Oh, nice.
And I think, I think she's got like 60 movies to watch
in
now.
The VCR cabinet?
Yeah, in the VCR cabinet. And I said, I walked in the other day and that was going. I said, how can you stand to watch those now? Well, I like them so much. Well, it's like,
playing right now, 'Tis the Season to Be Merry, followed by A Christmas with a Kiss, My Norwegian Holiday, The Mistletoe Secret, always one of my favorites with Patrick Duffy in it, Christmas at the Plaza, Christmas in Notting Hill, this is all today, guys, A Carol for Two, and The Christmas Charade. At 10:01 p.m. tonight, set the alarm.
Gag me with a spoon.
Now, is it all Christmas movies, or is it just Hallmark Christmas movies?
Well, I think she's got several others.
No, for you.
Well.
For you.
Oh, for me?
Your distaste.
Yeah, probably all those, because they're all the same.
Okay, but if it was like a classic, even if it's, any sort of the classic movies.
Like the Santa Claus, or...
Yeah, well, like,
Or, or a Grinch.
Be honest.
Or Tommy Boy.
I am being honest.
Have you sat down and really watched more than one or two of them?
Probably two, maybe three.
From beginning to end?
Would you maybe this weekend to make your wife happy?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Sit down and watch one with her. And then maybe if you just have an open mind, you enjoy love.
Yes.
And a happy ending.
That's true. That's true. He likes, you
so
don't
why
like.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Warren, come on, man.
Do it this weekend.
Come on, man.
Mark, you know, I'm going to choose one for you.
Okay.
Let's see if we can decipher which one of these would be the best one.
And then
one for
I have you. A solution to
I bet yes. you do. Uh-huh. Let's see. I'll go with the evening. You guys don't stay up that late, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're a late nighter. So, A Carol for Two is new to New York. A talented singer, Violet, takes a job as a singing waitress. Guess what, guys? Things get complicated when her duet partner sets her up with a friend but starts developing feelings himself.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's never a problem.
Carol for Two. Or Christmas in Notting Hill, which is a football star. We know you love football.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Savoy says that he always has been too busy for love, but when he comes home from Notting Hill, comes home for Christmas. We all know what happens. Changes his mind after meeting one person. He had no idea who he happens to be. She didn't know he was a footballer. And by football, he plays soccer.
They didn't go to junior high together?
They didn't. No, that one's a different movie. That one's A Christmas for Four. Christmas in Notting Hill, or I think A Carol for Two would be better.
I think A Carol for Two sounds better than the...
Because the other ones involve soccer. So you're not a soccer guy.
One Carol, two
it's
guys,
also foreign.
Oh, no. You know what, though? I think I have a water stand, you know, the faucet outside that's leaning. I need to dig that up.
Okay. I don't like your attitude.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Well, it's important to get it done before it snows.
Be open-minded, Warren.
I think you need to sit down at the beginning with maybe like popcorn or something and really, yes, Bruce. Yeah.
So my wife watches these movies, but while she's sitting there, she's got her computer going and she's playing games.
Oh, I see.
So she's not paying attention to them movies.
Either.
It's just the background. She likes it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'd be on my laptop looking at cars and stuff for sale. And,
well,
you
then,
know.
You're sharing that time together. That's
you're in the same room together.
Yeah.
And, then don't you ever go, honey, look at this car, and you show each other what's on your screen?
Absolutely. You do okay, I do it all the time.
So you're basically a teenager.
Yeah.
Who's watching.
I'm sorry, everybody that likes those. I just absolutely can't stand them.
You've certainly offended many people.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize.
I warned.
And it hurts me.
How do you really feel?
Have you guys noticed this? And this is only for us because nobody else can see Warren. Every time he talks about a Hallmark movie, look at his body language right now.
Every time.
He crosses his arms and he just shuts her down, man. He's like, not doing it.
How about watching Independence Day for the 10th time?
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.